living through difficult times. The enemy lying, but we came to give you the truth.
We here for the fight of our life, but we fight in Christ. So all things we can do.
We go to the end, people dying in sin. So now it's time for us to recruit.
Calling all the church, time to get the word. No more this hide behind the pew.
Ain't no time to wait.
We gotta move with hate,
cause this war is just beginning.
Hey, we gotta run the race.
They got set the pace.
We gon' keep on winning.
Don't leave all your past behind.
Cause we soldier for Christ and we on the front line.
If you wanna teach and give sight to the blind,
then get ready, cause
it's time
about
time.
To God be the glory.
A Time to Harvest Ministries would like you to join us every Sunday for service, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
We say it's saved, because remember, when your spirit is saved already, nothing can come against it. Because
if you miss a service or the live broadcast of it, you can tune into our Bible study show, God's View, following directly after service.
My expectations might just be, I just want $1 million in a big house. How about God gonna supersede that? Why would I want to believe in somebody I could just speak and know that?
You miss a service and God's View? That's okay. We got you covered. You can listen to Pastors Roxana Becknell Show, Words from Above, every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. on Kingdom Supporter Radio Network. For more info on the Time to Harvest Ministries shows and events, or if you have a prayer request, interested in being a baptismal candidate, or you would like to partner with us, whether it's through donation or sponsorship, contact us at our website, atthm.com. We hope to see you in service real soon. Until then, we pray God bless you and produce an unexpected harvest in your life. And always remember, it's about the people.
About the people, about the people, about the people.
Good morning.
It's good to be back. What was it, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
2 weeks out.
I was about to check every 3rd week that I've been here. So, might as well know you joined this week, February. But I want to thank you for tuning in again with us on Facebook. Thank you for coming in on during the week and watching us again and again, because I have to do the same thing to get the word of God also. And since the last time that we talked, a lot has transpired in the world. And I want to just suggest to some of the pastors just to try to keep the mindset of your people out of the fear mandates of fear. So we just need to keep teaching what thus says the Lord and just giving us a new mind. And that's what we need to do. You know, this song said, I could see clearly now the rain is gone. Well, that's basically a new mind part two. Because I did part one before. But as we go into this time of the season, It's a new thing. It's a new season. New ideas and new ways of doing things, and we just need to grasp onto our purpose of what we have. And so we need to take that mindset and renew it, not just knowing the verses of Romans 12:1-2, but knowing that just that we live the verses that we talk about in the Bible, becoming a part of that living epistle, meaning that every time you open your eyes, every time you close your eyes to another day, every time you just walk around throughout the day, throughout the scenery, you are becoming the Word of God. And that's what Jesus did, and he taught us that. And so I would just like to just admonish you to become a part of the Word that you are learning at your local church, And if you wanted to come and visit us, you can visit us at home at ATTHM.com. You can come on and be with us. Send us a donation if you mind, because we're getting ready to do some things in the community and we need your help.
Amen.
So we just need you to get on board. We have some other things that we have coming up. If you check our website out, they'll tell you what's coming up on our calendar. So let's get started with a new mind to seek clarity. So as we get ready to go into that, I'm going to pray. Father, we thank you for the word of God today. We thank you for this new time that we have to illuminate with the word, and that your Holy Spirit will come into this place. Father, we know that your word is going to teach the people the new mindset that you want them to carry into this new season that we're in, this new shift of development in the world. And Father, we thank you that our minds have been opened and that our eyes have been opened to the new things that are happening. And the old ways that people had that we have now seen that was hidden is now revealed to us.
Yes, God.
And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Let us have a blessed illuminating of the word, a blessed teaching. Decrease me and increase yourself in this place. Father, let the Holy Spirit run through.
Yes, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Let it touch your people that are here and those that are watching. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
So as I was readying for our bed, couple of weeks ago, matter of fact, on the night of the inauguration, I watched the commentators on CNN look across their desk quietly, and I saw a new regime come in so peaceful, and it has been met because a lot of people at this time had been going through a lot of chaotic times between the COVID virus and people dying or left and right and things just in the midst and, you know, chaos amidst and all of this. And food shortages, and people lost their jobs, amidst all of these things, then the commentators said, wow, that this president has brought in such a quiet, calm regime. And they looked at one another that night, and it was, you know, it was, they didn't know what to say. They didn't know whether to smile or to cry or to just don't say anything. So they didn't say nothing. It was like crickets on the news for a minute, because they didn't know what to do. And I remember that amongst the chaos, the one that will bring peace to the world is the one to watch for. But I think not at this time, because we got a lot of more things to do and a lot of more things to go through that has not yet given the time that Christ is to return. But we got to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to go through it, God says, let me give you some chaos and let me give you some peace in the midst. So right now, I think this is a time where there's some peaceful times. May not be for some people that whatever they want to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for God's people, it's going to be a time to just restore and to get your mind clear.
Yeah.
And to begin to relax. Because we have begun to unnerve, because you got food lines over here. You got, do I get the vaccine? Do I not get the vaccine? Do is this person dying from COVID, and this one is going, and this one is, and I got to go to work. In the midst of all of this tragedy.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm going to give you some peace. And if we look at it, what is it that we're doing that is like God? So in this time, so I say this is not the time yet for the Antichrist, but he's setting the stage. It's getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's giving us some chill time, a break time.
Uh-huh.
However, I watch the quietness of the AM and of the American flag flying, representing those who died of COVID, where people would have been standing.
Mm-hmm.
But because of COVID, nobody could be out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we look at the national, international area where the Smithsonian and the Washington Monument was, people would be standing there watching this inauguration take place. But they couldn't. They put flags up there to represent all the people who had died.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time when we started the first debate, I watched the other day again, and I said, so at the time of the debate, it was 200,000 that had died.
Mm.
But at the time of the election, almost double that had died.
My God.
What are we saying? How are we looking at it? And even Joe Biden in his office does not mean that we stop all personal time to find our purpose
mm-hmm.
in the earth and finding our way. But we need to find our way in the world. If people are need to work together, yes, that's if they want to team up with you. They don't want to work with you, then don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do their own thing, because God says, I'm going to separate the wheat from the tares.
Mm-hmm.
then why are we still asleep? Some people see it right in their face. Stuff going on in their face and still don't believe it. What kind of glasses or cataracts, glaucoma do you have?
No, Pastor.
If you see all of this going on, knowing it ain't for nobody benefit, not even yours, and you still talking something crazy, somebody needs to go get some surgery.
Yes.
Real quick. I-20 care. Whatever doctor office you go to, you need to go to your optometrist real quick because you're blind. You're very much blind. And of course, the couch is open too for therapy because I don't understand it.
My God.
This is a critical time that we're living in. Now that we know exactly how people feel about different issues on this planet, everything is open and now it's full front and center.
My God, help us.
So if you're missing what's actually going on, then something is wrong with you. It's time to read. It's time to gain knowledge. It's time that you learn that the business of the banks reflects the way that they think about people who they put their trust in them. And it sure ain't got nothing to do sometimes with the color.
Come on. Come on.
See, Martin Luther King said, I may not get there with you. I've seen the promised land. But then guess what? He was not allowed to go in. We were allowed to go in, and we still don't know what we're looking for.
My God, help us.
And we're still trying to find. Some of us think we've arrived, and we are not. Because it still is there. Still feel like we're in the 1960s sometimes. And we put our $80 in the bank every week, and we talk about, oh, this is account. You know, we put all this stuff, and they got a bowl of dum-dums at the front of the bank.
My God.
What does dum-dum say? Dum-dum. And you know, I watched a documentary the other day about why banks do what they do, and they say, well, put a bowl of dum-dums there because the dum-dums come in the bank. That's not nothing good to say about the people that put their $80 in the bank and only got $30 by the end of the week. So they got to put $50 in the gas tank and buy $20 with food. So my thing is, we took prayers out of school, but books out of the school, where people were teaching their own agenda. This past year, people have been fueled by hate and division. And we did a series on the Great Divide. And guess what? It's still divided, even more so.
Yes, it is.
We don't even realize that you have to climb a ladder from the bottom. You don't climb it from the top. So you start at the bottom rung of the ladder to get to the top of the thing, or just top of the bottom of the stairs.
Exactly.
To get to the top of the stairs, or to get to where you needed to go.
Yep.
So you keep stepping on people at the bottom, and then you keep killing off the people at the bottom. Then guess what? You ain't able to get to the top. Unless you jump real high or get you a trampoline. Where's your new mind? We go to church, but we watch and we listen to the wrong part of the service. For example, we get greeted at the door by the greeter. Welcome in. How you doing this morning? Have a seat. Here, right here is where you can be seated. We start worship. Sometimes watching other people worship. Worshiping on our own, your communal time with you and God, not listening even to the song or the word, only listening to the music, and then getting drowsy during the word. Know why you're at church. What you going to church for? Because your friends there, your family there. You can't go meet people at church if you're not doing what you need to do for yourself. Stop making excuses. People came to me talking about, oh, I need Jesus. I need God in my life. Well, then guess where you need to be? Where he is. He never went nowhere. You keep moving in the wrong direction. You go to church for the wrong reason. You should be trying to get your life together during this chaos. When I looked at all them Spider-Men going up the wall, you should have been saying to yourself, if they ain't shot them down yet, then they need to do. And I need to get myself together because sooner or later, this can't keep happening.
Amen.
So we need to renew our mind. And in Ephesians 4:17-23, It's all first set of verses, and to know my husband, I got to clarify some things of him and to that man. So I say, so this I say, I came to and solemnly affirm together with the Lord as is in his presence, that you must no longer live as the unbelieving Gentiles live, and in the futility of their minds, and in the foolishness and emptiness of their soul. I'm glad my blessed. For their moral understanding is darkened, and their reasoning is clouded. They are alienated and self-banished from the life of God, with no share in it. This is because of the willful ignorance and spiritual blindness that is deep-seated within them, because of the hardness and the insensitivity of their heart. Think about it. If you're living in this way, then something has to happen to you.
Exactly.
That means your mind, once you get the word in, your mind has to begin to change.
Yes.
And when it changes, if you think about it, they say they are on an ungodly in their spiritual apathy, having been callous and unfeeling, have given themselves over as prey, P-R-E-Y. See, we want people to pray P-R-A-Y for us, but they got people that P-R-E-Y-ing on us.
My God.
Even the people that you are with all the time, that so-called your friends, your partners, your homeboys, your homegirls.
Come on.
To unbridled sensuality, eagerly craving the practice of every kind of impurity that their desires may demand. But you did not learn Christ in this way. See, Christ is not sensory. It's spiritual. And in order to fix your mind, you got to get out of the sensory realm. You got to get into the spiritual realm where Christ is the way. And if in fact you have really heard him and have been taught by him, just as truth is in Jesus, which is revealed in his life and personified in him, that regarding your previous way of life, see, we always want to go back. Well, see, that's just how I used to do it. That's just how my mama then was. I'm just this way because my attitude is like this because that's just what I was raised.
Help us.
We got to let all that junk go.
Amen.
Heaven ain't going to have none of that. God ain't not going to put you up there and tell me something. Well, that's just the way he was doing it.
God help us.
Ezekiel said, once you cross over, you remember what you didn't do anymore. So people wonder why the dead don't come back. They don't want to come back. They don't want to.
Yeah,
I told a lady the other day, I said, well, my daddy, I grabbed my daddy's hand, got a pulse, everything. And I looked at my daddy's face, seen the glow on his face. And I said, well, daddy, you want to stay or you want to go? And his hand fell. So he didn't want to come back here. Who would want to come back here? People scared of the wall. Like Spider-Man, they were professionals.
Help us, Jesus.
The previous way of life, you put off your old self. That means completely, look at what Amplified said, discard your former nature.
Amen.
That means you stop going back to the altar, getting up there, off the altar, talking about the past, I just got to get this back.
Amen.
And I say, oh no, we got to get rid of this.
Come on, Pastor. Come on, Pastor.
See, you can't keep going back. This is the old way.
Exactly.
Lean back.
My God.
Lean back. You better stop. And lean forward.
My God.
Because, see, you keep leaning back, you're going to find yourself in dog boo.
You preach it, but.
Which is being corrupted through deceitful desire. See, we're so sensual when we're looking for the world to do everything and want the world to make us feel good. They don't care. And be continually renewed in the spirit of your mind. Having a fresh, untarnished mental and spiritual attitude. Tarnished mean that you what? Rusted up, messed up, tangled up, all kind of stuff in junk.
Exactly.
But in order to have that renewed mind, you got to renew it with being fresh. You don't want no bad fruit. It tastes nasty.
Exactly.
You don't want no bad meat because you're going to get sick. You don't want no poison cookies because they're going to poison you and might wind up dead. Why is it that we like bad things?
My God.
Bad boys.
Come on.
bad girl.
Uh-huh.
It feels good.
You talking, Pastor?
But it might be bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
You might wake up itching and scratching.
Ooh, jeez.
I'm gonna leave that right there. But that mental got to change.
Uh-huh.
That mindset. Because your mind gonna guide your heart,
mm-hmm.
which gonna guide your heart, and your mind gonna guide your feet.
Mm.
Lead us not into temptation.
Amen.
But deliver us from evil.
Mm-hmm.
And your spiritual attitude has to then reflect now how you live.
Exactly.
And put on a new self. That new self,
mm-hmm.
the regenerated and renewed nature.
You're preaching, Pastor.
Don't let that marinate. If you regenerate,
mm-hmm.
that means it's a new piece on your back.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you cut the lizard tail off?
Mm-hmm.
And it grow back?
Yeah.
It's not his old tail that just came back. When a snake get out of his old skin, guess what? He can't fit back in it. If he get out of his old skin, he can't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he trying to fit back in something he's not supposed to fit in?
God help us. God help us.
And then renew nature.
Mm-hmm.
Christ died and came in for your nature. For your sinful nature, that's why he came. He didn't come to bring peace on the earth.
Exactly.
Other than that, we wouldn't see the five bands on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying that's going to be another sermon probably somewhere along the line.
Come on.
But the thing is, he didn't come to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
He came to fix you.
Uh-huh.
So your nature would have to be changed.
Uh-huh.
But it has to be renewed by your mind staying on the word of God.
Exactly.
And that means staying on it constantly enough so that you can intentionally start living
mm-hmm.
the good life that Christ put in front of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Created in God's image. How are you going to look like God in his image? And you still stuck on stupid. How is that?
It's just fact.
I'm almost standing up in his chest.
Come on, bud.
See, I need my little chest to tell me my stool, but my stool gonna lead up to my standing up.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what's happening? A renewed mind.
Mm-hmm.
A renewed spirit. I don't care if I gotta crawl and tell you what I gotta tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna get this in your thick skull.
My God.
You are regenerated. You are renewed in your nature. So that means now you were created. Remember when God said, I touched man.
Woo.
And I molded him.
Mm-hmm.
And I shaped him in my image.
Uh-huh.
And I breathed the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I said in one of my sermons that just came popped up on my Facebook the other day, I said, well, why don't we look like the Holy Spirit? It's because the breath that was breathing to us was normal breath.
Uh-huh.
Carbon monoxide, dioxide with oxygen. That's what we breathe. We didn't breathe the Holy Spirit. Parents didn't go like this. They just said, oh, look, my stupid baby. They didn't say, here's the Holy Spirit right now.
My God.
When you got placed on your mother's breast, you
uh-huh.
didn't say, Holy Spirit breathed into my child.
Come on. Come on, Pastor. Jesus.
But God did. Woo! So when are we going to start doing that to ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
We breathing all this H2O and all this oxygen and hydrogen and all of this, and we breathing out, but we breathing in what we breathing out,
mm-hmm.
the poison.
My God.
And we acting just like before.
Help.
Nowhere in God's image.
Mm.
If you don't look like God in that mirror,
mm-hmm.
and you ain't know what none of these.
My God.
In the righteousness and in the holiness of truth. How you going to look holy?
Mm.
How you going to look holy doing crazy stuff? Scaling the walls. I want to kill this one. I want to do this to this one. And I want to hurt this one. And I'm going to backbite on this one. And I'm going to teach the wrong thing. And I'm not going to tell you what's right.
Mm.
How you going to look like God? How is that the truth?
Come on. You preach.
How is that holy? No one is. Living in a way that expresses to God your gratitude for your salvation. How are you gratitude? You breathing every day the breath that God gave you, and you still like it stuck on stupid. It's, I just don't know. First Corinthians. Oh, keep giving an answer. Therefore, rejecting all falsehood, that's what we have to do. Whether lying, defrauding, telling half-truth, we didn't see that on Twitter too many times.
Mm-hmm.
We included the wrong thing half up, the wrong thing half true, and nothing but not even true.
Mm-hmm.
But spreading rumors in such as these, speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
our line. The person you turn around and say, hey, girl, how you doing? That's your neighbor.
Amen.
The person you pack your grocery with, yeah, well, how you doing, sister? I'm good. The person you talk to at the store, that's your neighbor.
Exactly.
Speak truth. Why would you want to be like God in his image, supposed to be talking truth all the time and talking falsehood, doing people wrong? It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And people talk about, well, see, they're not worried about it over here. Well, guess what? That's your fault.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I'm going to teach you the truth. You do what you want to do with the truth, and that's on you. But I know where I'm going when I leave a 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Speak the truth, each one with his neighbor, for we are all part of one another. And we are all part of the body of Christ.
My God.
Can't do nothing else. So in 1 Corinthians 2:14-16, it says, but the natural, that's the unbelieving part of man. Your natural man, that feeling touchy, oh, I just, ooh, that part of man, does not accept the things, does not accept the things, does not accept the things or the teachings or the revelations of the Spirit of God. They could care less.
Mm-hmm.
And I could care less if they do or not. Because you know why? I know what I will believe in.
Uh-huh.
And I know the people that's around me, what they're going to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak for nobody but me.
Amen.
Because they are foolishness. They are absurd and they are illogical to him. And he is incapable of understanding them because they are spiritually discerned and appreciated. And he is unqualified to judge spiritual matters. So if a person is fleshly, this
mm-hmm.
is what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they're natural.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to understand what you think spiritual anyway. So that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
See, I went to Catholic Church. Catholic Church told us there was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit when you do your sign of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't tell us what the Holy Spirit was for because they didn't know against themselves.
My God.
So now I'm telling you the Holy Spirit is here not as just your comforter, but he's here as your confidant, your person that's there for you to help you make decisions, help you make choices, help you to see clearly so that now that the rain is gone, you see everything that God wants you to see spiritually.
Teach us that.
That's what the Holy Spirit is for. And we're sitting here doing and looking at people doing all this foolishness, living crazy, and we just allow them to do it.
My God.
And we say, well, they're going to get over it. They're going to learn. But they're incapable of understanding because they are spiritually discerned and appreciated, and he is unqualified to judge spiritual matters. But the spiritual man,
mm-hmm.
see, that's us. But the spiritual man, the spiritually mature Christian, see, they didn't just say the spiritual man.
Mm-hmm.
It meant that you are spiritually mature. So that means when somebody says, I'm throwing you some lemon,
mm-hmm.
you go make lemonade. Somebody throw you some bitter oranges, you go make some orange juice with some sugar.
Mm-hmm.
When they throw you some bitter root, you go make some greens and cornbread. See, you know how to take what is the negative and make it positive. Mm-hmm. You know how to take what is unholy and make it holy because you have now matured enough in the word that God has given you now so that you can incite yourself inside.
Amen.
That's what it is. So now that you're spiritually mature, you judge all things.
Mm-hmm.
You question, examine, and apply what the Holy Spirit reveals. Yet is himself judged by no one. The unbeliever cannot judge and understand the believer's spiritual nature because they can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
For whom has known the mind and the purposes of the Lord, so has to instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ to be guided by his thoughts and purposes. So that's what we are. So this is what we do. This is how we see it. So when we look at it, the natural people just can't understand. They, we ain't worried about it, they don't understand. But we know that we are spirit beings and we can understand what needs to be spiritually understood. So when you look at it now, Philippians 2:1-6, it says to just be like Christ.
Mm.
We say all this stuff and we still don't know what it is to be like Christ.
My God.
We don't want to change behavior. We don't want to change our mind. We don't want to get ourselves together. We just gonna keep doing it because we got to check. Every time we get up in the morning, we say, oh, I can still do my little dirt.
God help us.
I can still do my little dirt. I got, I'm still breathing. Yeah, but when you can't get up real fast, it makes you start thinking. And it makes you humble. And then it starts making you search wisdom. And make sure you start searching yourself. Like, okay, what did I do to deserve this? What makes it have to work like this? Help me.
Amen.
And then you start thinking more like God, why? So that you can be more like Christ. Therefore, if there is any encouragement and comfort in Christ, as there certainly is an abundance. See, when you got an abundance, you can go to the bank and you can go get $20 out, you feel good. But when you go anytime and go get $200 out, you feel better. But when you can go and get a $2,000 out of it, you can even be more better.
Yeah.
More better, more good. So that means that God is working in your life. If there's any consolation of love, if there's any fellowship that we share in the spirit, if there is any great depth of affection and compassion, make my joy complete. That's all I'm saying. Make it complete. See, you got the joy of the Lord, and say the joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. By being what? Of the same mind, having the same love toward one another. Not picking and choosing because you color, you light skin, you just think, girl, I love you because you yellow, all that red. I love you because Christ loves you. Knit together in the spirit. When something is knitted together, it's tight. It's woven so tight, it can't be torn apart easily. Think about it. When my baby knitted me a shawl, and she said it's knitted together, it's not going to come loose easily. I would have to really cut it to get it loose. But the intent of it on one purpose, and living a life that reflects your faith and spreads the gospel, which is the good news, regarding salvation through faith in Christ. This is what we do. Do nothing from selfishness. See, or empty conceit through factional motives or strife. We need to stop having motives. I'm just going to do this because I want them to do something for me. No. You just do it just because. I come to that school, in my school, every day I could say, you know what, I'm about to shut this down, put my dining room table back in here, teach my grandchild at the table and call it a day, and go on by my business. Well, I'm best darn skipping.
Virtually teach at a university.
Hello. And then guess what, and virtually everybody else. But because I have a mandate and a purpose.
Come on. My God.
That's not selfish.
Thank you, Jesus.
I get up every day, faithful. Not in my pajamas, but in clothes,
amen,
so that I can greet the children every day, so that I can teach them, one, the word of God, and then teach them how to be excellent in the world that's not excellent.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
And that's not even in my word. I don't even know where I'm at on this thing. Regard others as more important than yourself. Because I regard it. I graduated 4 or 5 people this year. I didn't lost count. I think it's 5. And 3 in 2020 at the end in December. But I just don't understand. I'm still here helping. And sometimes people come back and say thank you. And sometimes they don't. So regard others are more important than yourself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this same attitude in yourself, which was in Christ Jesus. And it says then, look to him as your example in selfless humility. You got to get humble. Who, although he existed in the form and unchanging essence of God, which my minister discovered the other day, that when Jacob wrestled with the angel, he was wrestling with God. He didn't wrestle because God came in the form of an angel. God can take any form he wants to and come and appear to you. You just got to be able to recognize his image because he's not what you're familiar with. So when he came and he wrestled with him, he said, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. That means Jacob recognized who he was.
Come on, Pastor.
Because other than that, Jacob wouldn't have said, I'm not letting you go until you bless me.
You're preaching.
So when he blessed him, only God can bless you.
My God.
and Jacob recognized who he was.
My God.
Even though he came in the form of a 9-foot angel.
Mm-hmm.
Have the same attitude in yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus. Look to him as your example in selfless humility, who although he existed in the form and unchanging essence of God, as one with him, capital, possessing the fullness of all divine attributes, the entire nature of deity, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped or asserted, as if he did not already possess it or was afraid of losing it. Jesus knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? You need to know who you are.
Amen.
And if you name the name of Christ, you say that Christ is your brother, then guess what you should be doing? Not being afraid of losing it. That means you accepted Christ as your Savior, baptized or not, but you have accepted and confessed out of your mouth, knowing who you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then you should not be afraid of losing it. But then you need to start possessing who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that, then you need to get your mind to it and know who you are. And after all of these scriptures, please examine yourself so you can start correcting your issues. We have a mandate to start fixing our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, when we live in this earth, we live here.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't got to look like
Amen.
Where wickedness is first and accepted in this place. So what if they're doing crazy stuff? You just don't do it.
Come
you
on.
Look to the hill for which cometh your help.
Uh-huh.
You look to things that would do that. Because hell ain't going to give you no break.
Come on.
It's going to keep hitting and keep hitting to make you weak.
Wow.
So that you'll succumb to what's going on and havoc in this world and say, you know what, I just give up. I'm going to go back in the world. But like that young lady told me the other day, she said, I'm just busy to go back. I said, for what?
Ooh, Jesus.
So you're going to gain the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have no pain to lose your soul.
My God.
That's what you want? Because eternity is a lot longer than over here.
Ooh, Jesus.
So we get to think. Your eternity is always at stake. So you need to lose those mental things in your head, talking them voices, talking crazy. That your life, you know, I can't surrender yet.
Man,
you better start.
Come on.
Need to start. So in closing, you must remain steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the word. And we sing that so eloquent. I used to love this song. And so you need to live an intentional life for God. Look around you. If it's not going to change, then you need to get yourself together. You need to change it.
Mm-hmm.
See, when something like it's not going to fix itself, then you start being the person of God and fix yourself. It's not going to be peaceful until you bring peace. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to change until you change it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to seek it. And so one lady said the other day, she said, this is what she said. Seek when you what you speak. And what we seek is what we see is what we say. So that means when you want a dream to happen, you got to speak it. You got to keep seeking it and got to keep speaking until you see what you say.
Mm.
Be careful what you say and be careful of what you're going to believe because it's a new season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new day.
Yes.
It's a fresh anointing that's blowing all away.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what, Facebook? Be blessed. Thank you for your time. Tune into ATTHM.com and be blessed.